Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm a little giddy because it looks like people listen to the show. Hey, people listen to my show. It kind of blows my mind. And what's really, really cool is I got an email from a medical student that isn't from around here. They want to be anonymous, of course, but it's not one of my medical students, so somebody listens to the show. So good. All right, love giving advice. But this is interesting, and I think it applies to all of us. Especially as we're coming into this new election. So let me just read what she writes, and then I want to expand on it. So she goes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm a medical student applying for residency and have done a lot of community service work that surrounds women's choice, Planned Parenthood, and in summary, multiple left-leaning missions. She writes, I haven't received an interview yet for family medicine, and I'm worried that it's because of my political leanings. What do you suggest? Now, this isn't, you know, about medical students and residencies, which it's kind of interesting because I was just talking to somebody yesterday about their personal statement, and there was, something that's kind of sounded a little bit more political in there, and I'll tell you the advice I gave. For this particular student, I don't think it's the political leanings. If she hasn't received an interview for family medicine, I'm going to write her back and ask about her board scores. I'm thinking it might be a board score thing. I'm thinking maybe there was a, something else in her dean's letter or whatever, because, you know, with programs, it's a mixed bag. You know, a lot of people think doctors are more conservative as a whole, but when you have people that teach in academic institutions, you do have a lot of liberals as well. So I don't really think it's a political leaning thing. I'm thinking there's a little bit more to her resume that, you know, we aren't aware of. So I'll write her back. But she brings up a good point. If you're applying for a job, and your previous work or your community service or a lot of your missions or campaigns are church related or with LDS, you did a mission, or with, you know, Planned Parenthood or, Pride Parade, things like that. Is that something you should leave off your resume? Now, you know, I kind of have an attitude, and maybe this isn't the best attitude when it comes to employment, but my attitude is, you know, screw what the employer thinks, okay? You know, I mean, I'm me. And if they don't like the way I talk, if they don't like the way I walk, if they don't like that I sing, if they don't like, you know, that I have an opinion, they don't deserve me as an employee. Or to any medical students or residents out there, then that hospital doesn't deserve you. You know, if you're passionate about church or missions or, gay pride or Planned Parenthood or wherever you are on the spectrum, and that's a passion of yours, to have to hide and suppress that for the next 3, 4, 10, 20 years is wrong. That's not living. And so as far as I'm concerned, if you put in the time and you put in all this effort and your community service or your biggest accolades have to do with something that, you know, may or may not offend somebody, you know, I mean, as long as it's something that's, you know, not racist or bigoted or whatever, be proud of it. I mean, because, you know, you put hours into that, there's a lot of work. But what I want to bring up, which I find very, very fascinating, because I talk to a lot of students, and a lot of students, they talk freely, and I mean, millennials, it's my favorite generation, you know, because they also have that I don't care attitude, and, you know, it's all open, it's all out there, and I'm going to say whatever, and whatever the consequences are, and, you know, they're tough cookies. But, you know, I do want to warn people, because a lot of people think that the way they think is the way everybody thinks. And unfortunately, a life lesson is there are some things you kind of might need to keep on the down low. So, you know, I'll see, you know, students very, very, you know, and I don't ever want to suppress anybody being open about their political leanings if they want to be passionate about whatever. But what I do see a big mistake with younger people is that they assume everybody thinks the way they do. So since all these movies and TV shows and media outlets seem pro-left, I'll hear people just say something just out there anti-Trump. Okay? Now, mind you, if you don't like Trump, you don't like Trump. That's fine. But don't assume that everybody in your audience thinks the way you do. So even though I don't mind, you know, and I will support you and whatever you put on your residency, you know, your CV, your personal statement, your resume for a job, you know, I want you to be passionate about what you're passionate about, and I don't care what side of the political aisle you are on. What I do want to make people cognizant of is just because all the way Hollywood and the media and the news outlets is trying to project the world, that doesn't mean that's reality. And I don't want to see people fall into a trap. You really have three types of people out there. You got people that are extreme left that will hate you if you at all have any ounce of right. You'll have people that are extreme right that will hate you if you have any ounce of left. And then you have people that, you know, they really don't give a damn. You know, it's more about the company. It's more about the institution. It's more about the hospital. They really don't care. The problem is if you get one of those extremes, it doesn't matter how good an analyst you are or, you know, salesperson or, you know, manager or student you are. If they think you're a lib and they feel or a conservative or a Trump, you know, lover or whatever, you know, they'll use that against you. And so, you know, I was at Walmart and I guess Trump had tweeted something, and I don't really follow tweets like I should, but I'm sitting there, you know, worried that, you know, people are going to see what I bought, you know, because a lot of feminine stuff and toilet paper and junk food and things like that. So I'm just trying to get out of the line, and I guess somebody read one of Trump's tweets. And I laugh because I think it's funny. A lot of the stuff he writes is funny. All right. But so I giggle to myself. But here we are in Walmart. Okay. So, you know, middle America. And among all these aisles, people start going, yeah, well, I love Trump. I love Trump. And all of a sudden I'm looking around me and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in Trump territory. And you didn't even know. You didn't even realize. You know, and so I, you know, be passionate about who you are and be passionate about, you know, what you've done and, you know, be proud. But also just don't assume that everybody thinks like you do. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Lauren calling from San Diego. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Oh, just fine, Dr. Dahlia. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, good. We got your call. How's your aunt doing?
Oh, great. Hey, first time caller here. Love your show. She's doing great, you know, and she's 81 years old. She worked as a bank manager all her life from about 1956 to 2010. That's all she did as a bank manager. And then now she's been working for Costco, I think the last, five, 6 years? She's
81 years old. What does she do at Costco?
Oh, she's a food server. She works up just above Santa Barbara next to the, I think Cal Poly's up there. What's that?
Nice.
University?
Yeah.
And, the thing is, she doesn't have kids. She has a bunch of cats. And what happened a few weeks ago on a Saturday, she went to go, went to work. Everything was great. Went home, went to bed. Got up the next morning on Sunday, couldn't get out of bed, barely, and could barely walk.
Wow.
And
wow.
She gets out, and she just started taking baby steps. And I was asking my mom, I said, my God, I've never heard anything like that happening, where you go to bed, and then like Sunday morning coming down, she got up and couldn't get out of bed and can barely walk. So she went to, like, the doctor, her primary doctor. I think she's with Blue Shield or Blue Cross, and they said, well, we got the blood test. Well, we got some. We got the blood work. Take the blood test, and then we'll wait till the test come back in about 2 weeks. And I guess their primary doctor thought maybe it's coming from her right leg, maybe, and that was it. And I just want to ask you, maybe your audience have heard of anything like that happening, where she feels great, eats real well, no problem. She walks around with no pain at all, but she can't walk.
Now, this was a couple weeks ago. Is it getting better, or is it staying the same?
Staying the same.
Okay. And it's mostly the right than the left?
Yeah, both the right and left.
Okay. So what I talked about this last hour, the first thing that came to my mind is I thought a stroke. I have seen this before, and I've seen it in people who unfortunately had a stroke in their sleep. And so I was a little shocked that the doctor only did blood work and didn't do a scan. They didn't do a scan of her head?
Not at all, no.
Okay, she needs one. The other thing is, it could be, like you had mentioned in your call, was it a slipped disc, a pinched nerve? That's another thing they need to check. They need to do an image of her back, an MRI of the back, to see if maybe there's a disc or something that moved in her sleep that's pressing on a nerve that's innervating her legs. What blood work did they run? I'm sure they ran, you know, basic salts and blood count and all that, thyroid, vitamins, anything particular?
No, not really, just the standard blood test, and it's like, you know, we'll get back to you, and that was all they do. That's all that they've, that they did.
Yes. Did she go to an ER, or did she go to a regular doctor's office?
A regular primary doctor's office.
Okay. Now, if she can't walk, was she wheeled in? Is she wheelchair bound, or is she walking with a walker?
She's walking with a walker. She can walk and drive a car and get around. She just takes baby steps.
Okay. Now, very rarely Parkinson's can do that. Again, we don't see Parkinson's. They'll happen overnight. You know, she needs to be evaluated for strokes, Lauren. I'm sorry to, you know, okay, as an ER doc, whenever this would happen, we would scan the brain, make sure there wasn't a stroke, would look at the back, and then would get a neurologist involved. And, you know, by then, you know, they're out of the hospital and already doing therapy to get their leg movement back. So I'm a little frustrated because, you know, I can't, you know, make any of that happen. But, you know, and again, I who am I to say? The doctor examined her, and maybe, you know, they're doing exactly what they think she needs. But from what it sounds like to me, it might have been a stroke, a mini stroke.
Mini stroke, okay. No swellings on the face or anything. Great sense of humor. It's just like it's wham, yeah. Bam, zoom, and all of a sudden you can't walk. I've never heard of that. I'm glad you've heard of something like that before.
Well, and the other thing that it could also be is a Guillain-Barré. Now, Guillain-Barré has happened where people just, they get a cold or a virus. They might not get sick from the cold or virus, but their immune system decides to fight the nerves. And so then they get leg weakness. So it could be that. And that might be what they were testing for, doing a blood test, but you don't say come back in 2 weeks. You know,
yeah,
you need to evaluate that immediately.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I definitely will mention that to her. Like I say, that, you know, what concerned me is this: if that happens to her, it could almost happen to anybody. I mean, keep your medical insurance up to date. I mean, if that could happen, I mean, healthy and happy few hours, and you take a sleep, take a usual sleep and get up the next morning, and that's it.
It is like scary. It. Lauren, how old are you?
Oh, I was born the year before the Beatles came to town, so that would be, 56 years old?
Nice. Well, yeah, and you know, you bring up a good point. You know, like heart attack, stroke, etc. A lot of people, they go to bed at night and then they wake up, or they don't wake up, and it's scary. And we doctors, you know, people don't like hanging out with us doctors because we're negative, and you know, we're always telling people to check their heart and all that. But that's the reality. Ignorance is bliss. When we don't, you know, see what happens to other people, and we just think everything's going to be rosy, it's nice. But once you kind of see the reality, what you are witnessing with your aunt is reality, and unfortunately it happens all too often. And so that's why we gotta, you know, insist people check their heart, you know, make sure they, you know, have good blood pressure, good sugar readings, don't have high cholesterol, that kind of stuff. But I would contact her doctor or tell her to get evaluated immediately to make sure there's not a stroke or anything else going on.
Okay, we'll do, Dr. Dahlia. I do appreciate that great help and advice and years of experience, and we're a big fan here, both Mom and I in San Diego, and we love your show.
Thank you, Lauren. I really appreciate it. What do you listen on? What station?
Oh, K-Don. We get you live from, we always listen to the nighttime from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Fantastic.
The airwaves are during the middle of the night. We can't pick you up in the daytime. There's too much interference.
No worries. Well, thank you, man. All right. Good luck, and I'm sending prayers to your aunt, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that.
You take
appreciate
care,
that.
Lauren. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, yeah, that is, I know you guys think we doctors are broken records, or I am at least, saying, okay, you know, heart disease is the number one killer, heart disease can happen all of a sudden, you know, but, you know, we forget how quickly these things happen. You know, many of us will take care of people on a plane, you know, where, you know, they look fine, they're talking, and then all of a sudden they're just down for the count. And, you know, I had to perform CPR on somebody. He was in first class, you know, and not that he was first class. If he was in coach, I would have still taken care of him, okay, because I sat in coach. I couldn't get to my coach seat because he was in first class. And, you know, I tried to perform CPR with a nurse on board, et cetera. I don't know if he ever made it. But that's, you know, people are in shock because you just see somebody and it's, you know, it's just all of a sudden. I don't know how Jackie Kennedy did it, you know, with JFK. You know, I was just watching The Crown, and I guess, you know, JFK was in it, and Jackie, or they, you know, not the real, you know, the actors portraying them. And, you know, when JFK was shot, they didn't give everybody the full story. I watched the footage of what people were watching in 1963. There was a soap opera going on, and then all of a sudden breaking news, you know, intervened and said, you know, there's, you know, been I don't remember the exact words because I saw it a few years back. But they basically, you know, told about great breaking news, you know, but, you know, president was, you know, at the hospital being taken care of, etc. You know, and so for hours you think that, you know, the president, you know, was, you know, being worked on and surgery and all that. But the truth of the matter is, this, you know, his skull and face were shattered by the second bullet. And, you know, his wife that was sitting there, Jackie, in the car starts to run and starts to climb out the back. And security, Secret Service tells her to get back in so they could drive and get him out of there and take him to the hospital. And so, you know, my mom had said, well, in the 60s, they said what happened is Jackie Kennedy was, you know, trying to alert the Secret Service and get them, to help and get them aware and all that. But, you know, when you actually watch the footage, no, she, when she saw what happened, I mean, anybody would run. You're like, whoa, it was something that, you know, you just aren't expecting to see. And so, you know, I hate to, you know, be the bearer of bad news that when bad things happen, they happen fast. You know, my mom had to watch my dad die. You know, people have had to watch their kids die. And it's like all of a sudden and they're like, how did that happen? And you're in shock and you never recover. You can't recover from that. But what we can do, because we have to feel like we do something, we can prepare. And how you prepare is, you know, make sure, you know, people are aware. Make sure you have a system, you know. Let family members know if ever I do wake up and I can't talk or whatever, this is the plan, this is what you do, you know. And, you know, make sure you go to the doctor and get your physicals done. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do the letters
Why does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out by Friday and could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. It'll be looking into the allegations that the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins on Fox saying he's going to withhold judgment till we have all the facts.
The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into the president's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. At least 75 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area as the Saddlebridge fire continues burning. Evacuees had a chance to go home over the weekend with the fire now 43% contained. It was sparked Thursday night, shut down a number of freeways and closing some schools that are back open today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Hawaii is also battling high numbers of STDs, and they blame online dating, from what we understand. So cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis have increased significantly in the state, according to the Honolulu Star Advertiser. And they say an increase in sexually transmitted disease in Hawaii to the highest numbers reported in decades can be linked to the prevalence of online dating, according to officials. So all three infections of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis are at or near their highest rates in about 30 years, according to the State Department of Health's Harm Reduction Services branch. Hawaii health officials recorded 7,732 cases of chlamydia in 2018. And mind you, those are of cases being caught and reported. And that's up from 5,900 in 2008. Gonorrhea more than doubled from 611 cases to 1,496. And actually more than doubled. Syphilis infections increased to 180 cases from 38 a decade ago. They say more connections with many more people are made rapidly through online dating services. As people rely on digital means of making connections, it can lead to circumstances where they might be more exposed to infection without them knowing it, more partners, and more chances to get infection. That's according to Gerald Hasty, a program coordinator from the State Harm Reduction Branch. There's also been decreasing reliance on condoms and prophylactics for protection against acquiring and spreading STDs, which we've talked about. They say the Hawaii figures do correspond with the national rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis infections, which have risen for the fifth year in a row. The increase is, quote, not desirable, but is expected. Now, people don't realize that syphilis could kill, gonorrhea could even kill. Chlamydia could cause miscarriages. These are not very simple STDs. So to recap, chlamydia and gonorrhea, they're bacteria. So syphilis. And we have antibiotics. And people take antibiotics, and people ask for antibiotics, and they get antibiotics very easily. So a lot of people have been kind of self-treating a lot of their symptoms, or they are too embarrassed to go to the doctor, so they don't go. And if they have another hookup or have sex, or they don't even realize that they have any of these illnesses, they transmit it. I don't want to blame Obamacare for the increase in STDs, but I wouldn't be very objective if I didn't say that health insurance, you know, the new health insurance landscape could play a role. If your deductible is high and you are, usually wanting a physical, or, you know, physical should be covered, or you want to be seen or want to get checked out or are concerned about something and you don't want to pay the high deductible, or you don't want to go in, you won't. You know, when it's easier to go to the doctor, you go. But if it's expensive and your deductible's too high and it's not cost effective, you don't. You know, maybe you take your friend's medication and then your spouse's medication and they don't have enough. You know, maybe they had like two extra pills of their antibiotics, so you decide to take those. And then you think you're good, because you're not seeing any symptoms. So self-treating is an issue. Lack of access to health care is an issue, even with people that don't have insurance. But I think a big thing to blame before we get to online dating is marijuana. When you smoke pot, you're less likely to be that fearful of needing to use a condom. You know, it's interesting. Greece was on last night. I caught my husband watching it. You know, go Greece, London. All right. So anyway, go Greece, London. I love Greece. I could like sing the whole soundtrack, you know, easy. Seven times over and backwards. But, there was a scene where Rizzo and Kinnicky were in the backseat of a car, and he pulls out a condom, the condom breaks. And, you know, you see them, you know, giving it some thought. They spent a few seconds thinking about, well, should we? And they're like, oh, what the heck? And they go ahead and they, you know, have sex anyway without the condom. Those were people not stoned, you know. And, you know, marijuana does play a part of, you know, making you, don't worry, be happy. You know, why be paranoid? You know, the chance of getting an STD, you know, they don't realize the chance of getting an STD could be 1 in 1. I mean, it could be, you know, 100%. You know, it all depends on that interaction. You know, they say, well, if there's a 50% chance or an 80% chance or whatever, if somebody has bacteria and you guys are exposing each other to it right then and there, you see how easily the flu gets spread or colds get spread. Right? It gets spread. But now, online dating. Online dating, and I wrote a book with my mom, you know, for baby boomers, because you got to be careful out there. So check it out. It's on my website and on Amazon, The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. Online dating, though, is, I mean, if you thought online medicine was taking over medicine, online dating is now the way you meet people. You know, it's not so much at church functions or friend of a friend. It's you go online and they put a profile up. And they only put what they want you to know about them. You know, they're not going to talk about them snoring. They're not going to talk about them farting in their sleep. They're not going to talk about that. So they're going to make themselves look good. You get to window shop, just like you get to window shop on Amazon for boots, right? Or toilet paper or whatever. And then you get to window shop and you get to find somebody. And then you meet them. And, you know, we talked about this, you know, last week. The idea of, you know, a guy, you know, taking you out on a date and, you know, meeting you for a real nice fancy dinner and ordering a bottle of wine. And then you go and you see a show. And I live in Las Vegas. So he'll take you to dinner and he'll take you to a show. And then you guys will have drinks as a nightcap. And that'll be a beautiful first date. And you don't have to sleep with them because it's a first date. Those dates don't exist anymore. One, an evening like that would cost him over $500, $600. Because shows and dinner and bottles of wine are expensive. And for him to spend $600 on a first date, you know, well, you know, this was so nice and I really like you. Well, you want to go out again? You know, let me get back to you. My life is really, really busy right now. Guys are, especially, you know, the newer generation of millennials and stuff, you know, or even the older generation of baby boomers. Okay. They don't have that. What do you call when you have that extra income? They don't have the, accessory, I forgot what it's called, when you just have just extra money to blow. They don't have that. And if what they're looking for is a girlfriend or a boyfriend or sex, you know, online dating, you know, allows on some platforms you to just kind of, you know, get to the punch. So with that, you don't have time to go, well, you know what? We've been dating now for 3 months or 6 months or we're about to get married. Let's go get our STD testing. See, I made my husband get STD testing. Now, California, you had to do an HIV and a syphilis test. So we had to get STD testing, but I made him check for everything. You know, me too. I was like, here's everything, you know, because I, you know, needle sticks and working in a hospital and all that, you know. He wasn't as worried as I was, but I'm like, I want to make sure you have nothing. But we could do that. You know, we dated long enough where we could, like, look, you know, because this is going to happen, I'm marrying you, we got to make sure that you don't have anything. That's not what the whole new online culture is. You know, it's a live for the day. We don't know if we're going to get shot in a nightclub tomorrow or on campus the next day. So, you know, if we want to be with each other and we want to have sex, we do it. And so, you know, with that, you could be exposed, and a condom doesn't protect against everything. There's lots, you know, sex that doesn't really involve, you know, a condom and a penis. It involves the mouth or fingers or toys. And you could spread STDs with that. So, and then on top of that, you throw, you know, drinking alcohol or smoking pot. No wonder STDs are on the rise. So, you know, it is a huge concern. And some of you will say, well, you know, I'm married. It doesn't concern me. Yeah, it does concern you. When was the last time you guys got a Z-Pak? We've been asked by the medical experts at B, I believe the CDC, to cut back on giving Z-Paks because we now have super gonorrhea. And with super gonorrhea out there, they want to save the Zithromax for that. So you're not getting your favorite antibiotic anymore, some of you probably are realizing. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help, seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back, receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody. All right, yep. So there's an obese woman, we are being told, that starved to death after her gastric bypass operation. Now, this is being reported overseas by Telegraph, and not by A Telegraph, but this happened, I believe, in Manchester. And Kimberly Wall was 44 years old, and she was about 340 pounds. And she shrunk down to 70 pounds, and they said starved to death after a gastric bypass operation left her unable to eat. And now there's an inquest and an investigation. So she had undergone the procedure in 2008 because she was worried that her obesity would kill her, and she was only 44 years old. But over the next 10 years, her weight plummeted until she was down to 70 pounds. She has a mother of three. She had struggled to eat and could only manage two mouthfuls of food at a time. Her condition left her so weak that she was barely able to walk or even get out of bed. Despite repeated attempts by doctors to treat her, she from Rochdale, Greater Manchester, was admitted to Fairfield Hospital, and her condition deteriorated, and unfortunately she died, with tests showing that she had suffered from heart failure due to malnutrition because she had a gastric bypass. Last year, the coroner concluded that there were no errors with the operation itself, but Ms. Hall died on October 8th last year because of long-term complications from it. So, she, in 2014, had reported that she was having stomach pains, nausea, fatigue, low self-confidence. She said, I completely regret having the gastric bypass. I wish I'd never have it done. It's just a shame that I had to get to this point to realize that I was happier when I was overweight. Now, remember, she was about 344 pounds. So she had to do something about the weight. It wasn't that she was, you know, over 200 and, you know, couldn't fit into a couple clothes. 344 is pretty severely obese. But did she have to go through all that? So, she also had anxiety, depression, etc. And, you know, with these gastric bypasses, the gastric bypass, we don't really do a lot here in America anymore. The gastric bypass, I remember learning about how to do those in the 90s. And, you know, basically, you end up moving around the, it changes the way your stomach and your small intestine handles food. So basically, when you eat, you know, you have your gullet, you have your esophagus, so you have your mouth, food goes down the esophagus, it gets into the stomach, the acid starts to break it down, and then it starts going into the small intestine where it absorbs food. So in a gastric bypass, the surgeon kind of makes the stomach smaller, divides the stomach into an upper section and a larger bottom section. The top section of the stomach is called the pouch, food goes into. Pouch is about the size then of a walnut, holds about an ounce of 28 grams of food. So they really, it's small, and so you end up eating less and losing weight. And then the bypass is where a small part of the small intestine, the jejunum, gets connected to that little pouch. So now your stomach, basically they take off a big part of the stomach, reconnect the intestine to the little baby pouch that's about the size of a walnut. So you end up eating less, and then you absorb fewer calories. And this gastric bypass surgery gained popularity in the 90s, maybe even late 80s. And it was used to help very obese people lose weight. The problem is you had to have multiple incisions, you had to be in the hospital, you had to, it was, you know, a very, very long surgery, a lot of complications. So then they started to replace it with a lap band, where, well, rather than cutting the stomach in half, you know, like a magician, sawing it off and, you know, rerouting the whole plumbing, why don't we just constrict the stomach? And if we constrict it, they'll feel more full. I mean, they don't have to lose, a lot of people with gastric bypass don't necessarily have to lose 200 pounds. So if we make them feel full and they can lose, you know, 70 to 100 pounds, we'll be doing a good service. And if the lap band or the band around the stomach starts to cause problems, we could just go in there and take it out. It's reversible. As opposed to the gastric bypass. You can't reverse a gastric bypass because you already cut out most of the stomach. So the lap band gained a lot of popularity, but after a few years, there were too many complications. People started to have stomach pain, the band would shift, you'd get scar tissue, and then on a lot of people, it just didn't work, they still gained weight. So the gastric lap band, the band around the stomach, that started to lose
popularity. But then what gained popularity was the sleeve gastrectomy, where the stomach, you know, is kind of sitting there, and you kind of have a pouch, you kind of have the droopy part of the stomach that's not connected to the esophagus or the small intestine. And so doctors thought, well, what if we just removed the excess part of the stomach and didn't touch any of the tubing or the plumbing? And if we just removed part of the stomach, we make the stomach smaller, right? And they kind of call it a sleeve, you know, the hanging sleeve of it, shall we say. And the stomach still gets to stay in place, nothing messes with the tubing, you still absorb your food, but you have a smaller stomach. And that seems to be doing really well, the sleeve gastrectomy. It's been around for a while, but it needs to be around longer to get the type of data we need. You know, like, do people just gain their weight back? Do they just stretch out the stomach? You know, I've known people with gastric bypass surgery that gain their weight back. A lot of people gain their weight back. But, you know, this case of this woman in England kind of brings to focus the subject of, could we be doing too much? And what was worse for her health? Her obesity or this? Obviously, because she ended up dying, right? 8 years after the surgery, you know, would she have died of her obesity? She could have, but this was a horrible way to die. Just horrible way to die. And so, you know, when you have somebody who's very, very obese, it is a snowball effect. You know, I mean, what I'm going through right now is, you know, I pulled my back out a couple weeks ago. And I've pulled my back out before, and I'm usually better in a couple days. Well, I hadn't been able to work out for a week and a half. Now, you know, in order to keep your weight down, you got to exercise. And I really rely on the amount of exercise I do. Not being able to, you know, work out for a week and a half, I started to gain some weight. So as soon as I felt better, even though I was still in pain, I exercised. Well, I exercised so much the last 2 days that, boom, you know, back's bothering me again. And so, you know, when people look at those people who start to gain weight and they get obese and they go, okay, well, you were lazy. A lot of times their story didn't start out that way. They wanted to exercise. They were exercisers. They were in that gym. They were watching what they ate. But then something happened. They got into a car accident. They had a work injury. They ended up having a disc issue, and they couldn't work out the way they did. I can't run anymore. You know, and all I did was do an hour on a treadmill and then 45 minutes on a treadmill yesterday. And apparently, that was just enough to put me back. And I'm kind of worried because, wait a second, okay, I need to get back to the way I was. And if every time I exercise, I start to re-hurt myself, that's a problem. So, you know, It's frustrating, and I really wish this didn't happen to her, and, you know, I'm sorry it happened. But, you know, what it means is, you know, before you consider any sort of, you know, bypass surgery, et cetera, or gastric or bariatric surgery, we call it, you know, definitely outweigh the pros and the cons. And you really need to be honest with yourself that, you know, if you could stop your eating habits. I mean, right now, I mean, I love chocolate. I have no problem eating vegetables. I have no problem cutting my calories. I have no problem cutting carbs. I'm fine with all that. No problem exercising as long as my back holds up. I'll exercise my arms. I'll Kegel. I don't care. But if you told me I had to give up sweets or chocolate, nope. And even if I had to, and I promised myself I would do it, I can't see myself lasting 30 years that way. So, you know, you really need to be honest with yourself because some people, they do fail at these surgeries, not because of what happened with her, but because, you know, they go back to your old habits, you know, and you've got to, it's like going to rehab, you know. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.